You're on Texas Standard Time.
House Democrats have started their quest to obtain President Donald Trump's tax returns. We saw this coming, and we also expected some pushback from Republicans, too. That's happening. One such Republican, Kevin Brady, a Texas representative from the Woodlands. Brady wrote a letter Thursday to the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee in opposition to the committee's hearing on presidential tax returns. Meanwhile, Democratic Texas Representative Lloyd Doggett has filed 6 motions in the past 2 years calling for President Trump to turn over those tax returns or somebody to get them and file them with the House. So how will this battle between Texas lawmakers play out, and what does all this mean for the president's taxes? For that, we're joined by Kevin Diaz, D.C.-based reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Kevin, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good to be back with you.
I think I know the answer to this one, but why do Democrats want to see President Trump's tax returns?
Kevin Brady calls it gotcha politics, but no, I mean, this is serious stuff. Every president back into the 1970s has voluntarily made their taxes public because you're the president of the United States. It's a guard against conflicts of interest. It's transparency. It's accountability. It's not a law, but it's just tradition in American politics.
What explains Kevin Brady's opposition to this? I mean, you know, yes, he's a Republican, but there are some Republicans, I would imagine several Republicans, who'd say, look, this is about transparency. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats in the past, as you mentioned, have shown their tax returns to the public.
Yeah, there are very good reasons for Republicans to want to uphold this tradition, because who knows, the next president of the United States may be a Democrat, may be another billionaire, could be Michael Bloomberg, could be Howard Schultz. But this is just a question of circling the wagons. And what's interesting is that Kevin Brady, who was the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee until the Republicans lost the majority, has emerged as the point man for the president on this partisan spat.
What about Lloyd Doggett? What's his role in all this?
Well, Lloyd Doggett is a member of the Ways and Means Committee. He's not the ranking Democrat, but he's certainly one of the most experienced veteran top Democrats on the committee. And he's also been one of the most outspoken in pushing for Trump's tax returns to be public. He's been doing it for 2 years, ever since he was elected. Frankly, the Democratic leadership has been sort of taking a go-slow approach, or at least they've been criticized for taking a go-slow approach. So Doggett is trying to speed things up. He's trying to get them moving.
You know, I was checking out some of the arguments that were made in that committee hearing, subcommittee hearing, and it seemed like one of the lines of questioning had to do with the basic issue of privacy and the idea of a slippery slope. I mean, once you say that the president has to turn over his tax records, I mean, what are the limits here? Do all members of Congress, do they owe the public that same kind of transparency? And what might this do ultimately to people's willingness to serve?
Yeah, it could eventually, you could apply the same standard to other public officials and members of Congress who currently, for the most part, don't. But the Republicans are taking the argument farther than that. They're saying that this jeopardizes the privacy of every American. I mean, that's the language that Brady used in his letter to the committee chairman. This is about protecting the private tax returns of every American. So basically what they're saying is, if we make the president do this, the next one is you. We're coming after you. That's the slippery slope. So it's an interesting argument, and it's a fairly recent one, I think. But it's one designed, I think, to try and stir up kind of a populist impulse on their side of this issue.
What happens next? I mean, what's the next shoe to drop in all this?
There are actually two tracks here. One is that they pass a law that's proactive, that addresses future presidential candidates, which would include Trump, because mm-hmm. he's running for re-election in 2020. And the other track is simply to pull the trigger right now. They're claiming that the chairman of the Senate Finance and House Ways and Means Committees already have the power to demand these tax returns from the Treasury Department and the IRS.
Kevin Diaz is Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. Good to talk with you again, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, too, as well. Thank you so much.